Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. Very cool thing about to happen for our next guest.
Yes.
Nick Vadiato is on the line with us, the quarterback at my alma mater, your alma mater, the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee. Nick, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. I know we'll get to some cool things that you're doing in just a second, but you know, I guess the simple question is, how has the transition been going from Coach Stock to Coach Mason as Derek Mason? We obviously knew him very well at Vanderbilt. As he's come in and taken over the program, what's it been like from your perspective?
Oh, I mean, it's been great. You know, we're now going on week four of summer workouts. And, you know, ever since he got here in December, started putting together his staff. You know, we got right to work when we came back in January after winter break with winter workouts and winter lifts, and then transitioning into spring football. I thought spring football went really well. Obviously, we had a lot of new guys. We had a lot of new, just a lot of new everything in general. But transition has been good. And really excited, really looking forward to the rest of this summer. Just keep working. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are waiting on that first game to see the kind of product we put on the field. But it's been good. It's been real good so far.
Did you kind of expect – I mean, my favorite part about Coach Mason is just his energy. I mean, it's infectious, like how energetic he can be. Did you have an idea that that's what it was going to be like, or was it – did it kind of surprise you a little bit?
I mean, to be completely honest, I didn't know a lot about Coach Mason prior to us or prior to MTSU hiring him. But, I mean, I want to say the day that they announced that they were hiring him, he had a team meeting with us that night. And, I mean, from then on, like, you kind of understood right away, like, the kind of person he was and the energy he brought from the very first time we ever met him. And I think that's pretty cool. Like, he's a really genuine guy. He is who he says he is, and the energy he brings is infectious, and it spreads throughout the rest of the team.
We're talking MTSU quarterback Nick Vadiato this morning on the Chasing Big Joe Show. All right, Nick, you leave Thursday for the Manning Passing Academy. First of all, congratulations. That's a huge honor. Do you know your itinerary when you're going down there, what exactly you're going to be doing?
I mean, not hour by hour, but I do know – I know we get down there Thursday. I know that all the college quarterbacks kind of get down there early in the morning, and we have like some sort of workout going on with the Mannings, and then the rest of like the high schoolers and the younger kids get there later that day. And I'm pretty sure like we all are given like a workout or a drill that we're responsible for throughout the course of the camp, helping out, being a camp counselor, and yeah, it's a really fun opportunity. I'm super excited about it. I've never been before, so it's my first time. Looking forward to meeting a lot of people. Looking forward to being around a lot of great college quarterbacks. So, like I said, super excited and really looking forward to it.
Well, what was the phone call like when they said, "Hey, Nick, how would you like to come hang out with the Mannings for a week or so?"
Yeah, I mean, just when I got that text and phone call, it was just super exciting. Just to, you know, feel, you know, to be thought of in that way. I felt really honored to have that opportunity. So it was pretty much a no-brainer. Like, yeah, I'm going to go do it and be able to experience this. So super exciting.
That's going to be a great time for you. Look, I know last year you guys went 4-8, you know, and I was there at every game calling all the games. And it would have been something, Nick, had you guys been at 4-8 team. I know they say your record is your record, whatever, but – I mean, you guys were in like 9 or 10 games, and was it frustrating when you look back now, like we could do so much more? Because does that motivate you now? Because you still got some good talent surrounding you. Use that as a motivation for 2024.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think you look back at last season, and you know, you can literally pick out maybe 10 to 12 plays throughout the entire year that, you know, that could change our record from 4-8 to 8-4, or even 9-3. And, you know, there was at one point, I think after our bye week or going into the Liberty game, maybe where like we were still looking at a chance to play in the conference championship. And so, I know, like you said, your record's your record, but you look at a lot of those games we were in most of them. And, like I said, it's like 10 to 12 plays throughout the course of the season that can really affect the wins and losses. But of course, it's more motivation going into 2024. you know, like a lot of changes from the coaching staff. We have a ton of new players, but a lot of really, really good players who I think are going to come in and be able to contribute. And saw a little bit of that in the spring, you know, got even more new guys going into the summer. So super excited about what we have going forward, and, you know, definitely motivated to do really well this year. You know, I think we have a lot of really good pieces, so I'm looking forward to it.
Nick Vadiato is on the line with the SMTSU quarterback. And so with, you know, where college sports are now and, you know, the transfer portal and all of that, you know, how important is it to, as you, as a guy that's been there for a while now, to kind of help establish what the culture is going to be when these new guys come in, that they can be acclimated right away and then get to work?
Yeah, I mean, it's big. You have to kind of set the tone, especially when with Coach Mason coming in, with you have a new head coach, you have an entire new staff. You have to, you know, you have to take their message and what they're telling you, and you have to be able to relate it to the rest of the team. You know, like I said, we have a ton of new guys, whether it's freshmen or transfers, who are, you know, coming in, and we all have to get on the same page, and not a lot of time either. You know, there was a lot of turnover, and I think Coach Mason's done a great job really leading us, making sure that we're all on the same page. And as like one of the guys who have stayed here, and I think I could talk to a lot of the guys who stayed from last year, you just have to do a really good job about being a leader and making sure that we're all getting on the same page, whether it's on the field or off the field or in the weight room. And it's just one of those things that the quicker you get on the same page with everyone, you know, the better you start to the better you start to build chemistry with each other, and you can really start, like, that's when you start to see progress being made, and you can start taking steps into where you want to go.
Well, I love the fact we're talking Nicholas Vadiato, the MTSU quarterback. And look, I'm not taking nothing away from Tennessee Tech, but I like the fact you guys are starting with Tennessee Tech this year instead of Alabama. I just think it gives you a time to work through things and everything. We were talking about Loud Stadium, that Alabama game last year, Nick, and obviously you've been in some big environments. What was that like? I mean, the number one team in the country, you guys go down there. And look, for the first half, you guys fought them tooth and nail. I mean, it was a very close game in that first half. What was that experience like, because you've been in some big arenas already?
Yeah, I mean, phenomenal experience, definitely like once in a lifetime, being able to go down there, play at Alabama week one. I mean, that crowd is insane week in and week out, and to experience that, like, that was their home opener, you know, definitely like a once in a lifetime kind of experience. And yeah, like, we hung in there for the first half. You know, I think halftime was either 21-0, maybe 28-7. I can't tell you for sure off the top of my head, but, you know, listen, like, we went in there like every other game, and we went in there with the mentality, like, we're going to fight until this game is over. And it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't matter who we're playing. It could be Alabama week one. It could be, Ole Miss. It could be Western Kentucky, or it could be Tennessee Tech. Like, that has to be the mentality no matter who you're playing or no matter where you're playing. And, you know, but definitely the opportunity and experience to get to play at a place like Alabama was second to none.
And you obviously didn't know it at the time, but now, I mean, you're a part of history, and that was Nick Saban's last opener as the head coach of Alabama. Has that kind of struck you at all?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I don't think you really think about it in the moment, but it's definitely something you look back on. Obviously, when Coach Saban retired and you look back, you're like, you know, wow, like, his last home opener at Alabama was against, you know, Middle Tennessee, and I was able to be a part of that team. And, you know, like, that's one of the best things about college football, is you get to experience so many things, and, you know, you go so many different places and see so many different parts of the country that it's really cool.
One question before we let you go. We're talking to Nicholas Vadiato, MTSU quarterback. The Bahama Bowl, you were the MVP of that game. Does that seem like 30 years ago?
Man, just about. Just about. I mean, what, that was three years ago now?
Yeah, and so much has happened since then.
Yeah, it does seem, in a weird way, it seems like it could have been yesterday, but it also seems like it could have been 30 years ago, like you said. And it's wild to think about.
But that's cool, though. I mean, you've got you were the MVP of a bowl game, the Bahamas Bowl. Forever you'll have that, which I think is pretty badass.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It is pretty cool to have those experiences. And, you know, I think my first 2 years in college football, I got to go to the Bahamas Bowl, and I got to go to the Hawaii Bowl. So, I mean,
not bad.
Really, it's not bad at all. You really can't beat it.
Well, Nick, hey, thanks for taking the time today. Have fun at the Manning Academy, and we'll see you in just a month or so as things get going with camp.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you. Nicholas Vadiato joining us here on the program, the quarterback at NTSU.
Saw every game. He's got something. There's a reason he's going to the Manning Passing Academy. He's a leader, and he can run, he can throw. He's the real deal, man.
Yep, going to be cool for sure. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is. I mean, I know what day it is.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much. And also celebrity birthdays as we put a bow on things and wrap up a championship for Tennessee. By the way, I just saw a video of Matthew Tkachuk just casually running around Florida with the Stanley Cup going to the beach. People just waving at him. He's just got the cup with
him. Do people in Florida realize what he's doing?
I guess. I hope so. I don't know. I would think so. But we'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.